This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm sitting back and I'm looking at this, and I just can't help but be curious about the lack of curiosity. Which, normally, when you don't see curiosity that you think should be present in certain things, your first thought is that they know something you don't know. But never before in human history has a global pandemic resulted in the dismemberment of first world economies. We've never seen a highly divisive universal vaccine and mask mandate. We've never seen education stunning school shutdowns and the isolation of entire societies to the point of extreme mental health damage. That's never happened before. And throughout all of us, the media has remained incurious as to how this historic misery happened. Now, anybody with half a brain cell already knew that a new virus that started within a stone's throw of a biosafety level 4 laboratory in an authoritarian nation likely either leaked or was released from that laboratory. But acknowledging this obvious fact immediately led to the expulsion from polite society, or at least from the society of social media. But the fact that St. Fauci is the director of an organization, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, that provided U.S. funding on gain-of-function research to the tune of $600,000 on several types of coronaviruses at the very lab where the leak happened may well be the biggest story of the last 50 years. Gain-of-function is a shorthand term for research that adds a new function to an existing virus. In this particular case, it was weaponized against humans. We were literally funding research by our biggest geopolitical rival on how to turn a harmless virus to humans into one that could wreak chaos on human populations. That mission was accomplished. And that's an earth-shattering story that fully vindicates Senator Rand Paul, who's been at the forefront of this, even as he was lyingly insulted by the guilty Fauci himself. If I submitted a novel manuscript with a supervillain who conspires with his nation's chief rival to do research that causes a global pandemic, and then is tasked with leading the response to this disaster, you would expect this to be considered to be too far-fetched to actually be written down and become a story. And because truth is stranger than fiction, this is exactly where this story leads. And despite all of this, in between the yawns, the media's primary response to the story is to bury it and disparage anyone who notes it. The media continue to have a tremendous negative impact on America in their war on truth. And one of the most pernicious influence is in the stories they choose to bury, which is a lot of them, while they set the daily news agenda. They say it's time to move on, and America largely moves on. If you ask any of your friends about this, some of them are not going to have the foggiest idea what you're talking about, thanks to a near total media blackout. But then when it is brought to light, some people are going to say, why on earth would we want to take a natural virus and turn it into something far more deadly to humans? Aren't viruses bad enough without making them worse? Such a good question. Even if there's perhaps some benefit that could be found in such research, the risk is ridiculously high. So high that it would far outweigh any potential benefit short of the wicked one of creating a biological weapon to paralyze a rival society. Despite all of this, these media blackouts occur almost daily. As an example, just using today, how many people who don't read conservative outlets know that four out of the five Taliban members traded for American, traded the worst of Guantanamo's worst, are now leaders of Afghanistan. The guys we traded for Bo. Or how about the fact that history is newest Picasso, who sells paintings for more money than most Americans will ever see in a lifetime, is none other than Hunter Biden, who admitted that he and his father are likely compromised by a laptop stolen by Russians. This selection of what to cover to drive the narrative is the greatest damage that the media do to America. For all of their protestations, I don't think that enemy of the people is that inaccurate of a description for an institution that has declared war on the truth and done incalculable damage to American society. They also do damage through repetition. Another contrast currently on display. They absolutely destroyed President George W. Bush through nonstop and blatantly unfair attacks on him during Hurricane Katrina. Yet, when a mentally challenged Democrat goes on vacation following a similar hurricane, while much of the same state is still without power, the media marvel at his tremendous competence and compassion. For those who were lauding the media for negatively covering the administration's Afghanistan disaster, they really had no choice. The historic incompetence was at such a level that they were forced to do what they hate the most, even if they did it in the kindest way possible. But they raced to turn the page and start the rehabilitation effort, vice driving him from office, as would have likely happened to a Republican president under the same horrific self-inflicted circumstance. But back to the story of the century. Do any of the mainstream media outlets not find it rather coincidental that we were conspiring with China to turn a harmless bat virus into one that is lethal to mankind? Does it not seem a little odd that the very man the media have lionized, since he's part of their cultural tribe, as the leader of the U.S. response provided funding to this effort? I'm not a big believer in coincidences. And if this was coincidence, it was the biggest one of all time. And for those who might question that this non-political wonder kind is part of their tribe, anybody who says that Hillary Clinton, that we all love her and are very proud to know her, is a leftist to the core. Now, if Fauci was aligned with the right instead of the left, the biggest question we'd likely be contemplating is which prison he would be heading to. Now, I don't know. In all honesty, I don't know if the COVID release was an experiment gone bad or something far more sinister and intentional. But it's always worth considering qui bono, or who stands to benefit, when looking at an issue like this. And the greatest beneficiaries of the destruction wrought by COVID and the overheated response to it that's still paralyzing Western democracies were China and leftists and globalists worldwide. And the release of the virus accomplished a number of objectives. It reversed the damage that Trump administration was doing to China while resulting in a significant increase in China's comparative power. It resulted in a strong move toward authoritarianism across the globe. And it resulted in the weakest and most compromised American president of my lifetime. Cui bono, indeed. At worst, this is a global conspiracy that rivals any in history. At best, this is the worst cover-up of recent history. Because this story is the blockbuster of all blockbusters. But democracy dies in darkness, as the paper that marveled at Biden's competence and compassion intones. And darkness is what we have for the moment. I have a lot of new respect for Rand Paul. I'm hoping a few other politicians buck the cultural power of the left and demand some accountability and answers to the biggest questions of recent history. Because the left-stream media certainly isn't going to do it. But we shouldn't just sit by and let them bury a story of this magnitude. It deserves to see the light of day. Here you go. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been dealing with some anguish here lately over my status as a military veteran, wondering to myself if I actually did anything of any good. I've sort of decided that I did, because I did it for my reasons, and my generation put away the Cold War. We did that without firing a shot. We did that under Reagan, which
was a lot the way I could see this being the way a Trump administration would have been given time. But I look at today's military and I've come to this conclusion, which is this. The brass of the military deserves no loyalty. And they need to learn by pain. There are only two ways that patriots can force our failed military leadership to learn its lesson until 2024. When we maybe get a real president in office who is not bedazzled by the medals and impressed by a bunch of guys who had two decades to exterminate a crew of fanatical bandidos and failed. We can starve the brass of treasure, but expecting the Republicans to impose that penalty in the wake of the Afghanistan debacle is to evoke another famous failure of planning and arrogance, a bridge too far. Or, what we should do, is starve them of blood, our children's blood, which for too long has been put at unnecessary risk by unserious military senior leaders, consumed by unserious elite fetishes like white rage and climate change. At the same time, the Chi-Coms are seriously prepping a slaughter of our troops that you can barely wrap your head around. If you're young and you're thinking about it, don't enlist. Don't recommend others enlist. Not until there's a real change in the collective mind of the military leadership that indicates that they have learned their lesson. And words cannot be enough. We need to see the same kind of massive convulsion and reform that we saw after the last Democrat Pentagon betrayal in Vietnam. I came along at a time when it was being run by a bunch of officers who learned from the guys who rebuilt a ruined military, torn by careerism, lethargy, and internal dissension and the incorporation of society's low standard in an effort to entice recruits with bribes instead of offering the rigors of service. And that worked. During the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, 500,000 Americans were moved halfway around the world to the middle of a desert, and then they swept an entire national army off the battlefield in 100 hours. But that was 30 years ago. This year, I've been watching the military bumble their way out of a disaster of our own making, leaving behind our citizens and our credibility while bringing home 13 heroes in middle cases. The brass, insulated and utterly unaccountable, won't learn until they see the steady stream of patriots dry up and stop. Not because the next generation of warriors is unpatriotic, but it's the exact opposite. It's because they love their country and will sacrifice their dream of serving her in order to force this desperately needed change. We need to go on strike. We need to go on strike against a failed establishment that concerns itself with trendy nonsense and fails in a spectacular fashion by making mistakes, like giving up Bagram. An E-1 private who has nothing on his uniform or a precocious third grader could anticipate that that was a mistake. And that eschews any accountability. Who's been relieved or fired from this fiasco? Well, there was that Marine Lieutenant Colonel who was fired for pointing out no one had been held accountable, but nobody else. And that's enough. If Millie and Austin are in, keep your kids out. The alternative is for our Republican reps to force change by cutting the military budget, which is a disaster in and of itself, but that's not going to happen anytime soon, despite being one of the rare times the party out of power has some leverage here by working with progressives who want to cut the budget because they hate the military since it defends America. But again, that's not going to happen anytime soon. It was hard enough for even a critical mass of our reps in the GOP to get past their forever war mindset. I know how hard it is to stop being a reflexive hawk. I understand that. But sometimes You have to take a step away from yourself and look back in and figure out that we don't need to be everywhere all the time protecting everybody. So we, slice of America that supplies the critical mass of the men and women who make up our military, have got to do it ourselves, because the military is largely me and you. You may not have personally served, but you probably know somebody who has. Or you're related to somebody who has. Or you're married to somebody who has. Or your child has. Or your father did. Or, you know, you get what I'm saying. You don't see recruiting stations in places like Beverly Hills. You see them in places the swells don't go lest they be soiled by contact with those Jesus gun people who like flags and believe there's only two genders. The military is us. And if we go on strike, the brass has to take notice. There aren't enough gender study princesses and other cultural debris to fill the ranks. We need a strike. We need it now, not to destroy the military, but to save it. Now, the strike is already underway from the inside. Some of the veterans with high profiles have been inundated with communications from all levels of the military about how morale is at the rock bottom due to the total absence of real leadership at the top. Careerism is rampant. Wokeism has replaced war fighting. And the idiotic vaccine mandate. And understand what the military is. The military is a healthy population whose real risk comes from suicide and terrorism enabled by inept planning. This vaccine mandate is going to lead to a flood of trained, experienced troops leaving and taking their training and experience with them. Their talent and skills is going to take years to replace, and the generals and admirals will have squandered it. In the next war with China, if this decline continues, the first day you'll see a bloodbath that will stagger your imagination. Because the Chinese are serious. They're not playing, and they have no time for real frivolous nonsense about trans soldiers and scary, scary weather. They'll sweep the seas of our ships and wipe out land installations and plant their flag over the whole Western Pacific. So don't play. Don't sign up. Not until this nonsense starts. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a video posted on Twitter, President Biden is reflecting on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Unity doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing. We must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and in this nation. We are unique in the history of the world because we're the only nation based on an idea that everyone is created equal.
He'll visit all three attack sites on Saturday. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea said there's no new threats to New York City.
But we also understand the time that we're living in.
He appeared with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who said the terror threat has changed.
And we are focused on the domestic violent extremist, the individual who is radicalized by an ideology of hate or false narratives spread on social media.
Thousands of police officers will be guarding all of the events. This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked, how long will it take to enforce President Biden's new vaccine mandate?
I don't have an estimation for you today, but there's clearly an urgency here, and we want to ensure that rulemaking proceeds rapidly, as quickly as possible. I'll also note, though, that there are a number of companies that have already put requirements in place.
At a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden said some Republican governors are being very cavalier about the pandemic. He said he hopes school children are not learning from them.
Politics doesn't have to be this way.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has banned mask mandates by local schools in his state, denounced Biden's orders, claiming the federal government is meddling in state affairs.
We were promised this would be 15 days to slow the spread. And where are we at right now? This is a much different thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The resurgence of the Taliban is now expected to pose a serious threat to U.S. and global security. Afghanistan will become a haven for all of the terrorists. It will not matter where they come from. They will go there. And they'll go there and probably get reconstituted because they got all the stuff that we left them. We've already had 13 U.S. servicemen and 200 Afghans who were already killed in blasts outside of Kabul on August 26th. Yet, here we have President Asterisk out there saying the biggest threat to the U.S. is a climate that has been undergoing naturally driven makeovers for eons. And he said this in a speech, so this, you know, this makes all, you know, I got no questions there after this by no means. He said, this is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us is the greatest physical threat facing America? Global warming. Is this the same guys that are trying to embrace their white rage and purge extremism from the ranks? During his presidential campaign, John Kerry said, America will soon have a government that treats the climate crisis as the urgent national security threat it is. And here we are. So in April, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin termed climate change as an existential threat, saying, from coast to coast and across the world, the climate crisis has caused substantial damage and put people in danger. If that were real, how would the military actually fight that, though? Certainly not conventionally. Categorizing climate change as a more serious threat than terrorism or a hostile China is a public policy blunder that at least equals the botched Afghanistan withdrawal and exposes an extreme ignorance of science. Because while they're telling you all of this, their statements are void of numbers and data and statistics. And that's because the metrics of key climate parameters stand in stark contrast to their claims. Because, to begin with, there is no crisis. People today live with more abundance and safety than ever. Every factor determining life expectancy has improved, whether it's food security, access to drinking water, and even the ability to mitigate the effects of weather disaster. Contrary to the Biden administration's claims, there's been no significant worsening of extreme weather that threatens the nation. Now, hurricane frequency data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Hurricane Center shows there's been no increase in major hurricanes, which is categories 3, 4, and 5, since between 1851 and 2004. The only trend we see in frequency is a declining one. The intensity of hurricanes making landfall in the United States has been decreasing, and the U.S. major landfalling hurricanes have been down by 50% since the 1930s. Then we have wildfires. And facts again contradict claims of Biden and his defense secretary. Data from the National Interagency Fire Center shows that there's no increase in the frequency of total annual wildland fires over the last 100 years. Total burn area in 2020 was just 11% of the area that used to burn annually in the early 1900s. And importantly, a majority of wildfires in recent times have been due to human action and not natural action. NASA declared people cause most U.S. wildfires, quoting a 2017 study that showed human-started wildfires accounted for 84% of all wildfires. Tripled the length of the fire season, dominated an area seven times greater than that affected by lightning fires, and was responsible for nearly half of all areas burned between 92 and 2012. Environmentalists like Michael Schellenberger has pointed out that forest management was the major reason for recent wildfires in California. It's not really management, it's mismanagement. And despite this mismanagement and human-caused fires, forest coverage has had no major decline in the last 100 years. And just like the ignoring of the gain-of-function research, these realities are also ignored by the media, but also by politicians who also, you know, they chose to stoke fire about climate-fueled hurricanes and wildfires. And their entire climate narrative is based on a computer model prediction that has repeatedly been proven to be unreliable. That's what got us locked down, was a computer model. You realize that, right? The United Nations' own scientists has questioned the model's accuracy. Critics regularly identify a large gap between real-world temperatures and model predictions. In a recent study, scientists noted, we find considerable warming biases in the CMIP6 model trends, and we show that these biases are linked to biases in surface temperatures because the models simulate an unrealistically large global warming. So in other words, the models are not capable of predicting temperature. So they should not be used to draft climate and energy policy. So this whole notion that climate is a national security issue is utterly inaccurate. This is not to say that climate has zero impact. Like all things that the left seizes upon, there is a shred of truth to this as well. And despite that, it is nowhere near being the United States' biggest threat, either in the present or in the future. What we require here, and I don't know where we're going to find this, what we require here is politicians who roll in like Trump, but they got to be a little bit smarter than Trump. The problem with Trump was inexperienced. So when Trump went about hiring people to be in his cabinet and do these other things, he only hired from the swamp. I never understood that. But he only hired from the swamp, and because he thought that's where the experienced people were. But he didn't get the experienced people. He got the careerists. And the problem with somebody when I came back from Europe, I got stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana. And in the 1980s, Fort Polk, Louisiana had no mission. So the soldiers there would begin to homestead because nobody likes to up and move all the time. And you would find people, the nicest place to live in Leesville, Louisiana, was military housing. And there would be people in their military housing that had planted their azaleas as, you know, seedlings, and they had grown up to cover their entire house, and they'd been there for 7, 8, 9 years, which is unheard of in the military, to be in one place that long. And they became slovenly, and they became not combat ready. We did something called an EDRI, an emergency direct response exercise or something like that. And we couldn't get ready to go and get out of the post in 6 weeks. When I was stationed in Europe, we were on the cobblestones outside of the post in 34 minutes, headed to World War III. And we couldn't do that at Fort Polk. So we got the careerists, and we don't need careerists. We need people who are going to be critical thinkers who come in, and they don't need to know everything there is to know. They need to have the open-minded part of their head wide open to where they can gather the information to find the real deal and actually make a good recommendation on what a policy should be. Not this nonsense. And I guess, you know, we could sit here and I can say, well, you know, Biden and his team must retract their declaration of a climate crisis. But I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath waiting on that one. I don't expect that to happen anytime soon. Because it's just like anything else. We got to give something up. We got to give something up in order to save ourselves. We always got to give up some freedom that they take offense at. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to point something out to you that you may find a little disconcerting. I'm 60 years old, and I'm not going to live long enough to see life go back to the way it was when I was a child. Not because of lack of effort. Well, there will be some lacks of effort. Far too often, people that actually want to conserve something like the American way of life, they feel the need to take a break here and there. And I understand that. Fatigue is a horrible thing. It makes you less sharp. It makes you less agile. I get it. But I've long suspected this, and my original karate instructor was a guy named Mike Genova, who's still in business today. He's the biggest karate instructor in the state of South Carolina. He was a top 10 fighter in his day. He had, at one point, his students were out of the top 10 in the United States. He probably had 6 or 7. He and I were speaking the other day. And I was just calling him to see how he was doing. And he expressed, he goes, what do people that think like you and I do in order to change what's going on today? And I know what he does. The way Mike teaches, Mike has shifted from being a martial arts purely instructor, a fighting instructor, to he develops people. His students are mostly children, and he teaches them to respect their parents and to listen to their teachers and to have good manners and to brush their teeth when they're told to brush their teeth and to listen, which is something I got taught to do when I was a kid by my parents. But far too often nowadays, if the parents are able to do it, if they're able to manage to do it, when they go to school, that gets undone. Because schools have become largely indoctrination centers. So Mike has taken it upon himself to do this. And as he was telling me this, I said, well, you're already doing something, Mike, but you're never going to see the benefit of it. And he asked me what that was. I said, you're developing good people. And the big problem is there's not enough of you doing what you do. Because developing good people, what we have going on right now today, is just about unworkable, isn't it? For those of you who say, well, how can we snatch this back right now today? I will tell you. And I will tell you right now, it is a choice we should never make. But the only way to change the dynamic as it is today, right now, this minute, would be to go into a internal civil war. And it wouldn't be like the one in Lincoln's time. There would be no North versus South. There would be pockets. It would largely be sort of asymmetrical. There'd be like circular battlefields surrounding each other with areas in between that nothing was going on. They were just travel areas to get back and forth between the various skirmishes. And when it was done, first of all, we would win. We would win that. But when it was done, then we would have to settle back and reestablish the government and bring everything back to an even keel. Who's going to do that? Are we going to just take the same politicians and sit them down and give them their oath of office again and say, now this time we mean it? Are we going to dispose of them and start a whole new other form of government? Will we try to roll it back to the earlier time? And while all this is going on, understand this. Now, this is the thing that bothers me most about what Biden does and everything else that he's got going on. While all these things are happening right now under Biden's watch, we're being observed. There's a lot of notes being taken. They understand where this guy blinks and how often. They understand how pliable he is. And for that reason, they're going to play him. And he's going to be played. And he has insinuated within his quote-unquote team, his brass in the military and his upper advisors and the Secretary of State and all these guys, DOJ, everybody. They're all compromised. They're all idiots. They're all out there, like right now, one of his biggest concerns is Texas's abortion law. Well, what about these states that, don't pay attention to federal immigration law? Should we be worried about those two? Well, no, we're not, are we? Or marijuana? No, we're not worried about that either. But we are worried about whenever some state gets out there and says, you know what? We're going to redefine what a human is from your definition. Because your definition is the baby has to be out, the baby has to have their own smartphone and be in the phone book and have an Instagram account before they're a human. And we don't agree with that. We think when the heartbeat is established, that's a baby. Because the heartbeat is the same kind of heartbeat I got. Human. They're very concerned about that. They're not concerned about what the nation is doing. Now, so back to the idea of a civil war. While this is going on, one of the big problems, one of the reasons that we probably will never get nuked is because of all of this oil shale. So much energy in the United States. Trump proved that it would be a boon to the entire world for whichever country could conquer us. Just for the natural resources of the oil shale and the natural gas. And we were exporting energy under Trump. Now we're begging OPEC to get out there, and we're buying oil from Russia. You know? So this guy's a buffoon. But the only way for there to be an immediate change would have to be an upheaval. And the problem with the upheaval is that you do have to settle down and bring it back to normalcy. And that's where I'm a little concerned about how things would go. Because my generation, if it were to have happened during my generation when we were viable, I would feel a lot better about it now. If I were in my 30s, my 40s, and everybody in my peer group were, I'd feel much better about after than I am right now. Because what we've done is we insulated ourselves so well that we forgot about what strife is like. That's why when 9/11 happened, we unified. It was such a shock to the system. We weren't alone in the world. We could be struck from the outside. But going back to the conversation I had with my former instructor, there's just not enough Mike Genovas in the world. If there were, we might be lost, but the future would be secured. And I know people look at young people today and they say, wow, I'm not really bully on the future and everything else, but it is inevitable. And if we care, you know, like with me, some of these people that could be influenced are my grandchildren. If we care about what we leave them, then we have to all sort of pick that mantle up. And we all need to become like Mr. Mike and engage young people and teach them the finer points of being human. And the world would be a better place if we simply did that. Like I said, you may find that disconcerting. I just look at it and I see it as pragmatic. I'll be back next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay awake. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.